Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We are officially at 0 days until football. As mentioned yesterday on the show, we have football tonight in the NFL Hall of Fame game, Lions Chargers. I will be watching of this game, at least for sure, 100%. Can't miss the first football game of the season for NFL.
I'll watch some of that.
You have to.
I'll see some of that.
It's required watching.
Yeah. Oh, is it required?
Just for the sake of seeing real-life football, not a replay of something. Right?
No,
you don't, you don't want to chime into this game?
Thank you for the personal space.
Is it better today?
Yeah, it was incredible the last
couple
days.
Creeping on his personal space recently in here.
We should put a little... Remember, why am I... WKRP in Cincinnati... Les Nessman had tape around his desk. That was his office. His
tape
office
it off?
Desk. Les Nessman did that.
We could tape it off.
And Herb Tarlick would sometimes come into his office, and he made him go back and go to the entry area.
Okay, so required watching.
I just
today.
Think for the sake of you as a sports fan or someone that covers it, it's just enjoyable to see live football.
Live football is good.
It's fun seeing replays of games and knowing what's happened, but you don't know what's going to happen today.
No, you're right.
The great unknown is watching sports.
Sanderson has a lot of money on the
game. He does. Yeah,
so for that reason,
he's loaded up.
Sanderson's loaded up. Sanderson, who'd you take in this game? We'd like to know.
As I saw yesterday, the Lions were 2.5-point favorites in the preseason game.
This is where you make your money.
This is the easy time.
Christmas money.
Yeah, Christmas money right now.
Get it done.
I'm over here saying this is a bad time to bet. He's like, no. This is a great time. This is when you know what's going to happen.
What's going on.
More than anything.
How much Jared Goff are we going to see tonight? Probably none.
Because the teams competing are whom?
Again? Lions and Chargers. Canton, Ohio.
Trey Lance, starter.
Yeah, Trey Lance for the Chargers.
Chargers.
So you get some Harbaugh. Not as much Harbaugh talk anymore.
No, it's been
really what it does sucks. That's why it's so great that Deion's still in football. It's good stuff that's good for the game. Harbaugh was good for the game.
He was.
Harbaugh's weirdness has just disappeared in L.A.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't cater to that. Not a lot of interviews. Not a lot of you don't have to. When's the last time you really heard a bunch of in-depth interviews from Tomlin?
You don't.
They're like, no, just coach the team.
Right. There's not a lot of personality. They don't allow that. They do allow it, but you don't see it. I don't know. I just wonder how much Harbaugh has been affected by what's going on in Michigan, if he's tamped it down a little bit. Tamped down.
Think he has?
Could be.
He's just moved on. Hey, got my title. I'm out of there. It's their own problem.
Well, he's got a lot of issues.
I can't believe
that there's just no issues on a daily basis.
Hey, I'm the coach of the Chargers, the Chargers only.
I mean, there's got to be some conversation with an attorney or attorneys.
Something, yes.
Almost daily, I would think.
Yes. I bet if he says some things, which we take as incredibly humorous to his attorneys, probably like, yeah, let's hold off on that. Let's push back on that. We have something here kind of a little more serious.
Yeah, you know, you are banned from college football, Jim.
Yeah.
There's that whole ban. That's real.
There's that ban that you're not allowed to go back. You understand that, right? Yeah. At all. You can coach the tight ends if you wanted to because you're banned. Unbelievable.
I got my title.
There has to be a stop to something. Something happened this morning at 4:30 this morning.
What happened?
Our Ring doorbell goes off.
Uh-oh.
So it's like right away, I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Your Ring doorbell goes off?
And Sugar goes crazy at 4:30 in the morning.
I would too.
And so it's like, no, just an Amazon delivery.
At 4:30?
At 4:30 in the morning.
It's not even Christmas time.
At 4:30, there was a stranger on our...
That's early.
Yeah, I'm not...
That just seems weird
to me. I'm not down with that at all.
No, that seems weird.
I'd like to know what is the general guidelines for that. You would think UPS, FedEx, like around 7 o'clock might be the earliest you usually see them,
isn't
right?
Your immediate reaction, is that really Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right away.
Yeah. Is that really Amazon? Yeah.
That's when you're glad you have a sugar also, because sugar barked immediately.
Yeah. Bullet doesn't help much.
Well, if we let someone in, sugar would just try to lick them.
Right.
That'd be it. There wouldn't be an attack or anything like that.
But she's a big dog.
Big dog.
That does help.
Yeah.
Does she have a big bark?
Incredibly. She has two different barks. We know the difference. That's what we tell her right away. So every time she goes into protective bark, we don't say anything to her. We're just like, good dog, good dog. Because it's like, no, we like that. And the hair goes up on her back. Yeah, we like that. We're a fan of that.
Our neighbors have a dog that would make Sugar look like a squirrel.
Really?
I'm not joking. The dog looks like a horse.
It's a mastiff or what? Or Saint
I don't
Bernard?
Know what it is. I don't know what. It's a nice dog, though. But she was saying the same thing that you are. The owner was telling me that when there's a, like, if there's someone at the door that she doesn't recognize, the bark changes.
It changes. So it's a completely different bark.
Yeah.
When Sugar wants to throw the ball and Sugar's not amused by who's at the front door, the bark is way different. And then and you
more
know
threatening.
It. Yeah, you know it right away. And that's, and I like that.
Does she have a threatening bark?
Very.
Because she's big. She's got a big old face, yeah. You know?
74 pounds. We weighed her 2 days
74
ago.
74 pounds.
74 that's, pounds.
I mean, Bullet's 25.
Yeah.
Three times bigger than Bullet.
That's big.
That's big. That's big.
Also, and then we keep her fitness level pretty good. She's pretty active.
A lot of walks.
But the last week or so, it hasn't been. I mean, she's just like, I can't do this. I mean, she just wants nothing to do with it.
How would Sugar so be hot. With, right now, the tricks is, the whole house is getting renovated. Well, the upstairs is getting renovated. There's workers there 8 hours, 9 hours a day. So Bullet's there, you know, at 8 o'clock when Trix leaves, Bullet will be there in a back room whimpering with all these dudes in the house. Yes. How would Sugar be?
Wouldn't be a huge fan. She we've had workers in the house before, and she adjusts pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah, adjusts pretty
like
fast.
Over a month, though, isn't it?
Oh, this is going, this is ongoing. Like, yeah. This is ongoing.
They're almost like family at this
How
point.
How does this affect your nap?
There's no nap.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's got to be.
There's no
so
nap.
So you walk Bullet, and you used to take a little break there for about
so
a
now
half.
There's like four walks, because I got to get him out of the back room.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm there all the time, just making sure he's okay. Then Trix is, of course, like, he's fine. Just let him go. But I don't know. I'm like, he's all locked up in the back room. It's not good.
If there's ever a time that we're gone for almost more than an hour, I'm like,
oh, exactly.
More than an hour, I'm like, should we have someone stop over?
Right, I am. Exactly.
And once it goes to an hour,
check on Sugar,
when it goes
please.
To an hour and 20 minutes, I freak out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Who's going over there?
There was a five-hour gap the other day. I was getting hives. Like,
yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, freaks me out, too.
No, but he's fine. But first there was electricians. Then there's some other group, and now they're drywalling. Oh, there was electricians.
Drywall dust is real.
No, it's spray.
What's that?
It was spray, though.
No, when they sand the drywall, you're going to get drywall dust. That's going to happen.
Oh, drywall dust.
Drywall dust,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, drywall. I was thinking insulation. Yeah. So So first they rewired it, then there's the insulators, and now there's the drywallers. So it's been on. That's why it's been ongoing. They rewired the whole house.
You ever had to carry drywall?
No, these guys are big dudes, though.
The weight is incredible. Especially if you're doing the some sort of a government building or something, it's got to be the 3/4 inch thick. Oh man, that's something.
This is upstairs.
Never done. And there's an art to it, also. Yeah,
what's the art, Bill?
How you flip your arms? Can I can't remember how it was. How you carry it, but because if you all of a sudden snap one in half, that's a major loss
in that room.
So it's like okay, that cost me. So it's like carrying drywall was hard.
I was thought about you yesterday because there's a difference in our dog lives
because of drywall.
No, because of dog situation. Trix is more the dog per. I mean, Bullet's more in tune with Trix than in Sugar's more in tune with you, right?
She's in tune with me like a little closer to. I don't know. Her and Laura, they're pretty tight.
Okay, so yeah,
they're pretty tight. But
it's not the same with me
but
and Bullet.
And generally, if she's gonna like lay by one person or something like during the day. Because Sugar will just follow me around. If I stop at the sink, she lays down right beside me, behind me.
That's tricks.
She does that. But other than that, Laura and Sugar, pretty tight.
Bullet, yesterday we were walking. This is just, Jake, this is just informative to you on how smart dogs are. We were walking. We were probably 6 blocks from the house. And I thought I saw Trix's car roll down the street toward the house. And all I said was, he was on one of those leash is
the retractable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like those.
So he's way out front. And all I said, and I kind of said to myself, was, oh, it looks like mama's home. And he stopped in his tracks and turned around. And then started lunging toward the house. Starting back like a dog pulling a sleigh. Like it was a he stopped in his tracks and turned around. All I said is kind of under my breath. Oh, it looks like mama's on. And that was God dang. I was like, smart.
Well, I knew that sugar
they're
was
smart. They think about it. He knew what I said. He knew what I said.
Why are you wearing your glasses?
Like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
Just like
I don't know what you're doing.
On your head.
Like, and then you're wearing them.
Trying to look like,
yeah, and you're trying to look through them. Usually what you do, Steve, you put the glasses down here, not up here.
Right.
I don't try to.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
You understand, though.
That's why I was confused.
It's the
headset. Yeah,
the headset. That's what gets you. Like that. Yeah. But one time Sugar was walking, and I knew Laura was there walking with her on the trail. And I got home. I go, I'm going to go see if I can catch up with the find. I go to get down to the trail, and Sugar, and they're walking back, and they can see me. They're probably solid four blocks away. They're down the trail a little bit, and Sugar sees it's me, and busted loose.
Oh God!
She couldn't hold her, and Sugar
She's
hit me
huge.
Sugar hit me with a four block run,
really?
Right to the chest. Yeah,
really?
but couldn't hold her. And Laura's like, I couldn't hold her. She saw you. She just like that was it.
She Sugar's big,
thick. 74 pounds.
74 pounds.
Big, just a big
She's up a little
head.
Bit. That's usually about in the 69, so we got to kind of watch the snacks.
Watch the snacks
a little bit.
Gotcha.
She gets a lot of little treats sometimes.
Is that from you, Bill?
Yeah, yes, she does. Gets a little.
Would Laura say that's Bill giving
keep that under control.
Sugar the treat.
Yeah, little bites here and there. She gets
keep
a little
that under
something.
Control for her sake.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, she's on dog food. She's
on. Down. Yeah. Anyhow, Jake.
I had a pretty quiet day. Nothing crazy. I went for a walk.
It's for a walk.
No,
you
with
sound
no
like
dog,
you're 80.
With no dog.
Went for a walk.
With Scotland and Elizabeth, and then, nothing else. Just
like
very.
Yeah.
No, I had Golf League Monday. I went to Wings of Rings Tuesday. There was nothing of interest yesterday. Very quiet, tame, typical, normal day.
But you did nothing with Lee's Chicken, nothing with the golf tournament, nothing with the Casey and the Sunshine Band tickets. Anything with those things come up?
I've reached out about tickets.
Okay.
We are able to buy tickets if we need to, but
okay.
They are available
to
purchase.
Is there a two-for-one option?
At this point, I don't know if they're going to go for a trade because it's actually been a very well-sold show, it sounds like. There's tickets available, but...
Okay, what has to happen? Me and Laura have to have our tickets today or I'm going to lose it.
You're going to...
I think they're on Ticketmaster, probably. I would research
are
that.
Are they...
Ticketmaster.
So, I haven't been to Pinewood Bowl forever. Are these assigned seats? Or do you just attend?
They are assigned seats, and it's sometimes hard to find your seat because they don't have like every seat individually labeled. It has like, hey, you're in Bison D, you're in Bison B section, and then it will have your row. It looks like row 15, but it's hard to see the row sometimes. So it can be challenging finding your seat. Okay. When you get there and you find a seat, it's an awesome venue, though. Like Pinewood Bowl is one of my favorite places to watch a concert in the Midwest.
In the Midwest?
Yes. Lincoln is my favorite venue for sure, but in like
if you're in the Palouse, you'd say no.
If I was
in the
like,
Midwest,
if I was
yes.
in Omaha, I'd say I'd still probably prefer Pinewood Bowl to CHI or
Astro.
The Astro, yeah, I'd prefer Pinewood Bowl. I like the Astro, fan of it. But
what about back in the day? What if it was Peony Park? Because Peony,
I never
Park
went to
was
Peony
he's
Park.
Not familiar with Peony.
I don't know Peony Park.
Oh, Jake. Oh, wow.
The big outdoor slide. Venues are the best.
Yeah.
Who's pushing back on that?
No one.
Unless it's 117 degrees outside or 10 degrees.
Is it raining right now?
Looks like a slight... I was just going to say, I see moisture on the ground.
What the...
Yeah. Jake, was that predicted?
Let me check real quick.
Oh, we can't get Greg, Missing Tooth Greg.
No,
this
Greg,
right
don't,
now.
Don't. Greg, just
I'm
stay out
rain.
Of this.
He told me it wasn't going to rain.
Yeah.
I'm seeing like the smallest little blip of a rainstorm.
And
right
Greg
right
has
yeah,
told
right
you this morning, no rain, 100% clear.
Yeah. I
Greg, walk away.
Cover.
Well, it's raining up in Omaha, and this is like a very...
Small cell.
Right by itself, like basically all over Lincoln for 10 minutes, and it's done by about 6:30, I'd say.
Gotcha.
Done.
Greg said no rain today.
No rain. And now it's
within
raining.
Within minutes, it was raining.
It does say rainy right now.
It is uncomfortable.
Greg, why do we have to be so definitive on these things?
This is uncomfortable.
To say there's a chance. You never, you're clean. When he
called us to take cover because of the storm,
don't
and it was, and it was perfectly clear.
It's really, really, it's really
he told
sensitive
us to take
right
cover.
Now. It's very sensitive right now. Wow, Greg, what's... Because I said total cloud cover is 92% dew points. It's, how can it not rain? It's not going to rain. It's not raining.
Greg.
That's impressive meteorology by you there.
Yes.
Looking at those numbers in. Well done.
Dew point.
Don't know what dew point is, but.
What time's what's the game on tonight, Jake?
NBC at 7 p.m.
NBC 7 is good to know. Is Collinsworth calling the game?
I saw Brent Musburger's on the call.
What?
Let me confirm that. I saw that yesterday. I thought that
Musburger.
Let me confirm.
How could that be possible?
I saw a report.
He's got to be 90.
He's got to be in the mid 90s.
Hang on.
Hold on. I'm gonna get his age. You get that? I'll get his age.
He's 86.
He's 86. All right.
He's going to join the booth for the Hall of Fame game. He's going to be in the booth. Okay, let's go. That's so. Yes, he's 86 years old. He will be with Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth for the second half of the game tonight. Not the first half, the second half at 86 years old. Brent Musburger going to be on the broadcast.
Hey, let's do age thing real quick. How old's Vern Lundquist?
Oh, Vern's obviously 81.
Oh, nice.
85, isn't he?
Yeah. God, you guys.
Is he 85?
Yeah, he's 85.
I looked it up because he was in Happy Gilmore, too. I don't see how old is Vern Lundquist. That's why I looked
just
it up.
Just one more. Brad Nessler.
I saw him at a cigar bar in Indianapolis last year. He's not that old. He's
69.
You nailed it. Did you see it?
No, I cannot see that. I cannot see your. Is it 69?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He's 169. Good job.
Nessler.
Oh. God, you're good at ages. CBS. All right, I'm not doing any more ages. Don't worry. If I do, I'll do it to myself.
So you can watch Musburger tonight, though, in the studio.
Anyone chime in?
See how spry he is up there.
Also,
spry.
Yeah, going spry.
Also, I don't believe it was a true Amazon van.
Oh, okay. This is getting sketchy.
It was kind of I think it was a knockoff. Okay. Yeah.
So now I'm getting very sketched out of the situation.
But there was an Amazon package there. I went out and got it, and then it was a weird. And also, like that art. Yeah, it was just really weird.
This. Watch this.
Why are people showing up?
Did you guys open the package? Make sure it was like what you ordered?
Did not. I just threw it down because I was the only one up at this juncture.
I don't like the sound of that. Maybe I'm being paranoid, but I didn't know.
It sounds
that.
Weird to me at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, it does.
A delivery of any sort. Strange.
Somebody's on the clock. I'll tell you that.
I could see a garbage man out there at 4:30, but not a delivery guy at 4:30.
Is anybody chiming in on that?
464-5685. Is it weird that Bill had a delivery person from Amazon at 4:30 this morning?
Yes, very weird.
Is there any normalcy at all? I'm not saying it's common, but is that a completely uncommon thing or not?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees. No surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Nobody's responding yet to that part.
It's actually raining pretty hard.
Now
Steve,
they're saying it's raining on the text line quite
a bit. It's definitely raining pretty hard. Greg, be aware.
I don't know what to say right now. I'm not doing that, though. He's sensitive about this whole topic. And the rain gauge, by the way. He's sensitive about it.
Hey, we need him to be right once in a while. We need
a little bit more out of Greg, okay?
Greg is
first thing, Greg, be better.
Don't do that. What are you doing? Don't do that.
Dale has a thought here. Dale says, Wet Blanket and Missing Tooth Greg have to be the best radio names of all time, mentioned on the show.
Missing Tooth Greg?
Wet Blanket and Missing Tooth Greg. Those are pretty
good
names.
They are really good.
And then Beef Tacos is in the conversation,
too. In, yes. Genghis Corn is in. There's a lot of that are in.
Genghis.
But, yesterday, we got thrown yesterday a loop when Black Cloud appeared.
On the YouTube? Yeah.
Out of the YouTube.
Out of nowhere.
Black Cloud and...
Out of nowhere.
Black Cloud and...
Wet
WB,
Blanket.
Yeah.
Together.
Wow. That's a wow. By the way, Amazon, this is ChatGPT. Amazon trucks typically make deliveries between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. local time.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
But I'm seeing this from the breakers. Garage Jeff says, I get deliveries around 4 to 5 a.m. often for some reason. Mm-hmm. Another person says, 4:30 to 7:30 a.m. is for Prime members. So Amazon Prime members might get the early deliveries to have it overnight.
There it is.
Still odd.
People are saying it's not totally sketchy here, which I'm comforted
by. It's really raining now, Greg. It's coming down hard.
Greg, this is not good. You said the words. It is not going
to
rain.
Hold it easy. Easy. This is sensitive.
At like 5:50 this morning.
5:50. Right? Don't worry about it. It's not going to rain.
As in a half hour ago, it's not going to rain. And now there's definite rain coming down in front of the station.
This is trouble. Mm. Yeah. So, but you think it's only going to rain. It'll be done by 7.
It freaks me out that you talked to Greg before the show. That freaks me out so much.
It does his voice exercises.
Because one time...
He warms up his voice.
Connor Happer told me... This is true. Yeah. You know who Connor Happer is?
He's more Omaha, yeah.
Yeah, he works in Omaha now. He told me... He It was one of the few bits of feedback I've ever gotten from anybody on radio about radio. And he said, hey, I'm just telling you this. When you go on the air at 6, it sounds like you just got out of bed. Your voice is really rough. So... do something to get your voice warmed up.
Makes sense.
So now you yell at Greg.
I just couldn't imagine
you do
being
voice exercises.
The last thing I want to do on my drive here is to talk to anyone on the phone.
Agreed.
That would be just
agreed.
I would not.
I don't mind.
I'm going to risk it.
Give me some radio, some silence.
I want silence. I want whatever I have a talk radio on. And sometimes I pick up a little bit of information on the drive in.
Yep. Well,
today I picked up about the Florida quarterback some information.
I pick up stuff from Greg. He briefs me on stuff that I might not know.
So he briefs you. So
he'll brief me on stuff that happened the day before that I might not know. And it's effective.
It is. It's helped you out.
It helps my voice. You notice when I come in, my voice is...
It sounds good. You've definitely been talking.
A briefing would be nice, though, because there's sometimes like, hey, FYI, here's a couple things that happened. We've come in and usually maybe two of the three, hey, how about that? And you're like going, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Well, this happened last night on whatever in the late game or whatever. Something came up that was, you know, astronomical.
100.
And you're like, you're driving into work. I have no idea that it happened.
Right.
Zero.
Oh, there's been a few times where he saved me. This is not good, though, today, Greg.
It's pouring, Greg.
It is now raining.
That's about really a half hour ago. You said no
it's
rain.
Measurable rain, it's Greg. It's not a trace.
I told him explicitly, I said, I don't know how it's not going to rain. It's complete cloud cover right now. How is it not going to rain? Oh, it's not going to rain. There's no rain.
I just love the darkness. I love it.
Bill's happy.
I tell you one thing.
It's still dark.
The shocking part has been we have this break in the weather, but we've not really got that cool, crisp morning.
Tomorrow?
Yes. So I'm ready for like a 62.
That's it. It's going to be 62 tomorrow.
I'm ready.
When we wake up in the morning?
When I was in Canada, we had some high 40s.
That's according to Greg, by the way.
Yeah, oh, great.
Great. He's right. At 5 a.m. it'll be 61 degrees tomorrow.
Okay.
He has that one correct
that
for the weather
different.
Right now.
That will feel different.
Yeah, he chastised me today because I said this cool down has been way overrated. And boy, that set him off.
It set him off.
Oh, he goes, would you rather have 98 and you feel like you're walking through a swamp? All right, you're right. I told him, you're right. I should count my blessings.
So Greg's an angry meteorologist.
Sounds like.
But it didn't, he's right though. But it hasn't, the cool down hasn't been as profound.
No, not
as
like
I thought.
Remarkable. No. Walk sugar last night is like, okay.
It's kind of sticky.
Humidity was still real high. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I wanted a little more.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing rain till maybe 7:20 now, actually.
7:20.
So it's a full till 7. Till 7:20. So it's an hour, over an hour of rain.
The cell has grown to the west. Yes. It's coming this way.
Yes.
He's never coming down here again. God dang it, Greg. Just hang in there.
Stay away from the weather, Greg. It has not been very kind to you. predictions at all.
Kind.
It's just being true.
Will this affect practice at all, Steve? You're going to practice today.
As you know, there's an indoor facility.
I just want to make sure.
It won't affect it.
Well, Bill, you're the coach here. Would you send him out in this?
Yes.
You would?
Well, there's two things to think about. One, it's always like, okay, where are we at health-wise? There's always a chance on wet grass, a little bit more slippage. Mm-hmm. That's just a little bit more. That's just a natural thing you can't overcome. But you don't get weather very often. So it's like you're going to have to throw the ball sometime in the rain. So here's your chance. Now, anytime there was weather when I was a special teams coordinator, even like if it's February, I'd make people come over and catch balls. It's in the rain.
In the rain.
High wind.
You send them outside.
Cold weather. We got to work on this because I can't make this happen.
Right.
And so it's a big deal to know what it's like to have these things going on.
You
so
you send them out.
You want to send them out. Yes.
That's interesting. Now, what about this Bermuda grass? Like, I wonder if, I'm serious, like, would you, it just installed. I mean, it's just, not just installed. Yeah, kind of just installed within the last couple months.
Inch and a half for roots, according to Sean.
Would you send them out on the Bermuda grass, I wonder?
Once the grass has the clearance, it's got the clearance. That's the way I'd look at it. It's not like,
okay,
I don't know, maybe there's a specialist comes up and says, hey, if we get anywhere between, 0.5 and this, then we're off of it. Can't do it. Maybe there's that kind of a specialist. But for the most part, I think once the grass has been cleared, you're cleared. It's like
Can you imagine that going out there and tearing that Bermuda grass up today? I mean, that would cause a problem.
It definitely would. 100%.
Wow, there's
100%.
What's that guy's name? Topeka.
That'd be a
Tom?
Bearded Ben.
Bearded Ben.
Topeka
Tom. Is that Topeka Tom?
He's from Holton, Kansas, not Topeka, and his name is Ben, not Tom, but otherwise, good
try. All right, bearded
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. Please call 738 Ag or go to 738ag.com. They run the whole show, custom application included with Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand.
You don't want to have your problems solved by the 8-ball. Remember the 8-ball? You shake that baby and it'd give you an answer. Remember the 8-ball?
You
shake
do.
It. Oh, the 8. Jake, do you know what the 8-ball is?
I know
ball
the 8-ball.
That's
absolutely.
That was
fun.
That was so big in our day. It was like so big. We're the original 8-ball. And then to answer your questions like,
it was
do
fun.
I need to put down this pesticide and shake it? You don't do that with Joey. You sit down with Joey.
I wouldn't think
There's
so.
No he's not like, well, he just takes the 8-ball and just puts it over here. He might ask you a fun question with the 8-ball. But not about your crops. He's going to have it down. Here's what we're going to do. Here's our plan. Here's where we're going to stay ahead of the game. Seed is being discussed right now.
Joey
not harvest.
Get an 8-ball.
Yeah. Joey should get an 8-ball.
Those just for fun.
Yes. Jake, they were so much fun.
I had one. Those were fun.
Yeah, you
spent
one?
Hours with it, but not hours.
It's been hours.
Let's go.
Okay, you said hours.
Let's go,
now it's freaking me out.
Let's go 10
by
minutes,
himself,
baby.
By himself.
Let's go 10 minutes.
Will I always be an albino? Hey, Mr. 8-ball, 8-ball.
Say the 8-ball.
Ouija board. The Ouija board was incredible.
I did it once. It freaked me out. So never
the Ouija
again.
Board
not
is
doing
incredible.
I never did the Ouija board.
I did it one time. I regret it.
Yeah. It's real.
Didn't like it. Did not like the Ouija
can
board.
Can albinos function in this world?
The answer is maybe.
Maybe.
464-5685.
The 8-ball asking about it being an albino.
How's my life
how's
my life going to go?
I couldn't imagine ever like spending 2 hours with an 8-ball by
spent
myself.
Hours with
I went from 2 hours to maybe 10 minutes.
My
That's
friend,
probably more like
my
it.
Friend.
It was my friend.
My buddy.
He was like,
just talk to me.
What was the
short answers?
What was it?
Short, quick answers.
Short, quick
answers. Yes, no. The answer is maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Oh,
it depends. I don't know what those answers were.
Will Connie ever like me?
Connie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was reading Husker Online of On 3 the other day, Bill.
Hut, hut, hut.
Steve Sipple was writing for On
3. Oh, well, he writes for On 3.
It's been last week.
You need to show me how to get that. So I'd like to read these articles.
Okay. Well, you're right about Dana Holgorsen. Sip, you were in for On 3. And As we pointed out yesterday, Dana Holgorsen has been a head coach or an OC for 19 years, and his teams have ranked in the top 25 of total offense 14 of 19 times, and 12 times out of 19 for top 25 in scoring, including 7 times in the top 10. Now, you wrote, Sip, I remember this last week, you wrote that even though Nebraska was at, what, 23.5 points a game last year?
Yeah, 23.5.
That you believe they can make that jump to a top 25 team in offense this season.
Did I say top 25?
I think you did.
Or top 30?
Top 30. Let's go top 30.
Yeah.
Close enough.
I mean, and then Sean kind of poured cold water on it yesterday.
Because?
Yeah. Because it's the Big Ten.
Yes, he did.
You get in his thing, and he's not, I don't think he's wrong. You get fewer possessions than what he was saying is, yeah, you can look at what Dana Holgorsen's done in the past, but he was doing it, for instance, in the Big 12, which is a more offensive league, more possessions. Wide open. Yeah. Now, the question is, can they make a jump? It would be a big jump. I was looking at the numbers last night. It wouldn't be impossible for them to get into the top 30. What did they say, 23.5?
No, yes.
Penn State was 28th nationally last year, 33.1. I think Nebraska could get to that with Holgorsen. I think they have the personnel to do it. Mainly the offensive line and the quarterback and the receivers. And I think the running backs, we'll see on all that. But you could do it. I mean, last year there were 4 teams from the Big Ten in the top 24 in scoring. Okay? There were 4. It wasn't like there's 1. It wasn't like there's 2. There were 5 from the Big 12, 4 from the SEC. Indiana, by the way, Indiana was number 2 nationally.
Really?
Yeah. Cignetti does know how to coach quarterbacks. For all his bravado and weird,
I mean, Nebraska was Nebraska was a top 20 defense, and they scored 56.
Right,
that is true.
So they're top, and as Sip said, it wasn't Thunderdome either. It wasn't like, well, you couldn't play in that atmosphere.
No,
yeah, you could.
No,
and so
it wasn't Thunderdome at all.
I will say this though, especially with offense, Bobby, even the defense, it counts about the same. It's such a facade, that number. It's just
the scoring offense.
Yeah, I have zero interest in that. Only have interest in your scoring
points
offense. Points per game is a facade. All I care about is points per game in the conference.
Oh,
okay, in conference.
Because the number of times that people roll up and they score 68 against a team,
I'm like
Western Illinois.
Yeah, well, so I have no
Mercer.
Yeah, I have no interest in that. All of a sudden, all of a sudden, Nebraska hangs 76 on Houston Christian or whatever. So I'm like, no interest in that. I want to know how they play in real games. That's
in
what
Big
I want to know.
Games.
So the best way to do it, I just say conference.
Yeah.
I just say
I should have looked at
conference. Or Power Four. I would count. I'm still going to count Cincinnati, even though they're a weaker the teams. They finished, second or third to last in the league last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to count them. They're a Power Four. So that's all I care about.
But Google means
Google
wasn't as impressive as maybe I'm making it out to be.
Well,
say this, but they scored 56 against Nebraska.
They did.
And so that is to me, that's extremely impressive. What they did in the other games, that's why it gets back to the schedule again. You think Florida can be a top 25 team offensively this year?
Probably not.
They have no chance, but look at the defense they're going to go against.
Right.
So you have to take a hard look at that. When you're judging someone, when someone goes, well, look where we're at. It's like, well, hang on now. Where are you at in conference?
I'm quite sure that Indiana put up a 70 burger in non-conference, which would be your point there, Bill.
They did.
Against some
Western
terrible
Illinois.
Yeah, 70 point, yeah.
They put 77 on Western Illinois.
Yeah, so that would help points per game. There's my point. They have zero interest.
And they put
in
52
it.
On Charlotte.
So I want to hear also, imagine 48 a game. I don't care what you do against real teams.
But the broader point, how much can Holgorsen help? I would say a lot.
Oh, yeah. I
would say a lot.
This has nothing to do with Holgorsen or anything. Right. I'm just saying in general. I care about is I'm just going to say Power Four.
Sure.
I'm usually more yards per play.
Yeah. Yards per play means a little bit more. But still, again, if you're playing just horrific. What do you think Indiana's yards per play were against Western Illinois? A lot.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Isn't Charlotte, don't they play pretty good defense?
No, and you said that randomly. Yeah, you said that was a Jake. I spent hours alone with the eight ball. It's my friend.
Charlotte's got a great defense.
Does Charlotte have a great defense? Maybe.
I don't want to fixate on Google me, but they had a good offense. It was a good offense. So, and it wasn't probably a good offense in 2023, mm-hmm. right? So you, it can matter. Coaching can matter.
And, oh, it does. And,
the answer is,
and you
I
know
think
when you see it when you get done with like a certain game and it's like, well, we just scored 8 or we scored 13 against whoever. And then you, if you come to the podium and say, yeah, but we're still 44 points per game. I don't want to hear about it. I just want to hear about what do they do in Power Four games. Mm-hmm. What do they do in these games? Same way if you're a group of 6. And you have, and 2 of your games are against, you're playing up to group to Power Four.
It matters.
I'm like, it matters. It's a big difference. And so I'm going to be like, going, let's tamp take that down. Back a little bit, and let's just watch how they do when they're playing and when things are a little more on an even field. That's kind of how you figure it out.
I will say that. God dang, Michigan. Yeah. Anyway,
Michigan what?
Michigan and
it's pouring out rain. Yeah. Absolutely, it's a full thunderstorm right now, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell. He hasn't chimed in. He's probably not happy right now. I was kind of hoping he'd chime in. It's just to show that he's not
just
upset.
Shaking, he's got his head in his hands.
It is full-on raining. It's full-on raining. I was just dead wrong.
Again.
If I would have known it was going to rain, I wouldn't have wore these shoes. That's on my mind right now.
Maybe he's trying to mess with us.
No.
It'd be so wrong to say, hey, watch this. I'm going to tell the guys about this, but I know it's going to do this actually instead.
No, he wasn't messing because I was freaked out by it. I was like, it's 100% got to rain now. And there it is. It's raining.
Nice try, Greg. Try again tomorrow.
Jeez.
It's true.
Good God.
We'll give it a shot tomorrow. See what the weather prediction is for the
it's really
the
rough on it.
We're going to give him a chance
tomorrow.
He
brought it upon himself. You even said, are you sure, Greg? You said no. It is. It is downpour. Yeah.
Oh, Brad, the Baldwin shop—they're getting soaked.
Yeah. Imagine trying to put toilet paper down in this weather.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. You have to get the double ply.
Can't even do that.
Get the double ply Charmin.
No.
I wonder if they use for a brand.
Something cheap, I would hope.
I would think so. I imagine this is a little more generic toilet paper, I would think.
Something cheap.
Brad, what are you using?
You know the oddest thing about that conversation is they have done that for years, and I've never noticed it until the last couple years.
Well, we got it right in front of us. That helped us. It's raining even harder now.
No, this is flood territory, Greg.
Jake, can we ask a question to the breakers?
Before we go to break right now?
Yeah, real quick. An answer after break. Yes. Text in. What are the answers on the 8-ball?
Yeah, what are they?
What are they?
Help us out, Breakers.
There's more than just, it's yes, no, and maybe. What else is on the 8-ball when you ask it a question? I want to know what Jake was dealing with for those 2 hours a day.
We'll address that, and the SEC might have the 4 hottest seats in college football. We'll discuss that next in an early break of the ticket.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.